This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. International Franchise Association wasn't pleased about passage of the franchise-friendly legislation in California, but it fared better in Texas, where the House passed a bill clarifying that franchisors are not joint employers with their franchisees. President Obama will ban the federal provision of some types of military-style equipment to local police departments as he intensifies his push to ease tensions between law enforcement and minority communities. Britain's new government wants to rewrite national human rights law to reduce the influence of any European court. There are now almost 45,000 restrictions between various levels of government on ex-cons, barring their ability to gain employment after incarceration. The slow death of in-state tuition is a case where declining public investment and selfish institutional interests tend to coincide. National public universities are cutting in-state enrollment in part to make up for state budget cuts. 2.5 million people have visited the 13 presidential libraries in 2014. World Trade Organization says that labeling of U.S. meat that shows country of origin discriminates against Mexican and Canadian cattle and has to go. EPA is being accused of padding comments in favor of clean water. Drug companies and perhaps drug traffickers now seem able to brew heroin and yeast genetically modified to turn sugar into morphine. Texas has outlawed fracking and taken away any local government's say in the issue. Similar efforts are on the docket for New Mexico, Colorado, Ohio, and Oklahoma. In a first, environmental groups are suing a stone quarry in southeastern China, accusing four mine operators of stripping a mountainous area and causing damage. They're demanding $1.1 million in cleanup funds to be spent by the mines or to a third party to clean it up. In a new tactic, the Service Employees International Union is filing charges with the FTC, arguing that 7-Elevens and McDonald's have not given franchisees full information on their finances. They want the higher wages that they're demanding for workers be paid by the chain, not the franchisees. Workers walked off the job at Renault and Fiat factories in Turkey for higher wages. Hillary Clinton has 99% name recognition among voters. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathkin's Bulletin, is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and KBFFM 88.3 at www.kbf.org.